This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush announced last night that he will send 6,000 National Guard troops to help secure the U.S. border with Mexico. In a nationally televised speech from the Oval Office, the president also laid out a path for illegal immigrants already in the country to become citizens. The president described his proposals as a rational middle ground, but didn't win over all his fellow Republicans, including Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo.
I am very worried about the fact that he's trying to marry these two concepts of securing the border with a guest worker plan. They are totally different in nature, and you cannot, I think, have a bill that combines both.
Colorado Republican Tom Tancredo speaking on NPR last night. Joining me now to talk about reaction to the president's speech is NPR's Jennifer Ludden. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is the early response to the president's speech?
It's pretty mixed. In the border states who he has set out to help, there's a lot of complaint, actually, that they weren't consulted beforehand. And they say they're grateful he's paying attention to their problems, but skeptical this is going to work. We heard Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger in California call this a Band-Aid and say his state's National Guard troops are already stretched thin because of Iraq. In Oregon, the Democratic governor there said he's got fire season approaching. He needs his National Guard troops home to protect the state's forests. There was some more positive reaction among congressional leaders. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist and House Speaker Dennis Hastert say that this sounds like a good short-term measure to them. But there is some concern that these National Guard troops don't cross a line into law enforcement. And Senator Arlen Specter said that, quote, we have to legislate carefully to limit the Guard's duties.
And besides those thousands of troops on the border, the president was calling for more high-technology surveillance. Now, both of these have been used. How effectively?
Well, there's not much evidence to say this is going to work. I mean, for the past decade, the U.S. has done nothing but add more and more border guards, put more and more high-tech technology down there on the border, a lot of manpower and money sent to the border. It has not reduced the flow of migrants. They have continued to come. You know, part of this is because people are merely sent back across the border. Part of this is that they get here, and now the border is so beefed up they can't return. So this country has seen an ever-increasing number of illegal immigrants here. And then there's this issue of lack of detention space. If there were to be this huge spike in arrests, there isn't enough space for the Border Patrol to lock them up. This is a crucial issue, and I had someone in immigration agency say to me yesterday, you know, it's just never been a sexy thing for Congress to fund more detention spaces.
And President Bush repeated his call for a guest worker program. Is Congress more likely to support that proposal with this latest move to beef up enforcement along the border?
There might be some who will be swayed because there are a number in the House and the Senate who have said, look, we're not opposed to a guest worker idea, but we just want to beef up the border first. We need border security first. And so this may just be what they need. But there are some who will not like something else the president said. For the first time, to my knowledge, he addressed the most contentious part of this debate, which is what to do with the estimated 11 million illegal immigrants already in the country. And he said that some of them, those here for a number of years, should have a path to citizenship. That's the most direct endorsement I've heard him give of the legislation now being debated in the Senate.
And the president's speech comes as the Senate is working on its own immigration bill. What's next?
Well, if they pass something, he called on them to do so in about 2 weeks, then is the really hard part. They've got to reconcile that bill with the House legislation, which is all enforcement and no guest worker program at all.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden, thanks very much.
Thank you.